poetic license. Lately, I've been reading a lot of poetry. I want to see the world as the poet sees it, up close. Writing about the glint of sunlight as it passes across the kitchen table, fading as it reaches a place setting for one. The poet sees the world in doses of what is before him, the things we pass over. He holds a bigger perspective by thinking small. The bottle of midnight perfume placed on the mirrored tray atop the dresser, abandoned now. He doesn't tell me that I am in my grandmother's room, but I know that, and I know that she is gone. I read poetry because it feeds me. It usually comes in small bites, so I can imbibe for a scant moment in time, and it soothes. It gently pulls me into a time and place that are not of my making, but I bargain to understand. She sits there with gloved hands tapping the bench as if trying to record what she cannot see. I can sit with my book of poetry if life spins around me, calling me to pay attention, but I pay it no mind. I am right there with the poet, seeing life in close up, as he does.